So welcome to the conference call. So here's what's going to happen is this is going to be just because I apologize for the technical difficulty. You won't be able to ask me any questions right now. I will not be able to receive email or hear anything or read anything. So we're just going to go through the call right now. And let me share with you some really important stuff that I think is going to help you going into the next couple of months. You know, we've got the summer months, and this is a time of year when we actually see more and more buyers and lookers come out. And it's in this type of market where it's really important that we, you know, sift through the serious buyers from the lookers. Because every time we take a looker out, every time we're showing property to people who really aren't committed, it's a loss of time, it's a loss of energy, it's a loss of revenue. And so that's one of the most important things that we've got to focus on in this market. Now, I want to go through, I actually start to give you some of the techniques that I want to give you on how to do that, is I want to take some time and go through the magazine. Now, just a couple of things to remind you about. And I also want to just make a couple of announcements, too. First of all, I just want to welcome all the new power agents. For some of you, this is your first call. and as fate would have it, you know, real estate, I read this or heard somebody say this once, is that real estate is not a science. It's an art form. And you know what? I just want to talk about that for a second. You know, science, let's say you're building a house and you've got blueprints, you know, if you don't adhere to the blueprint of building that house, it can totally screw up the house, especially if it's in the foundation aspect of it. There's certain jobs where you have to be pretty scientific. You know, for example, we've got our power outage here in this neighborhood. And so, you know, there's a science to actually getting the power back up and running. But then you've got other professions that are not scientific. You've got professions that truly are an art form. 2 + 2 equals 4 doesn't apply always. So, for example, if you're into singing or playing an instrument or painting or dancing, that's an art form. It's very creative. You have to be spontaneous. You have to think on your feet. You have to actually invent what you're doing from nothing. You have to be fluid. And real estate is like that. Real estate truly is an art form that you've got to bob and weave. There's no, like, you know, every morning that you wake up, I'm sure everybody on this call has woken up every morning with a to-do list. You know, here's numbers 1 through 10. here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do number 1. I'm going to prioritize. I'm going to take my to-do list to A, B, C priorities. And, you know, you're 10 minutes into your day, and you might as well take that piece of paper and throw it away. Because that's how real estate is that we have to be fluid. We have to go with the flow. Of course, I'm not saying to totally not work to-do lists. I'm not saying that. But we have to have that flexibility. And so as fate would have it today, we need to be fluid because of the technical problems we're having with me not being able to hear you right now. So hopefully you're smiling and you're getting value out of what I'm saying. So once again, I want to welcome the new power agents. This is not usually how the call is, so I like to have interaction with you, but so be it. Next thing is to just go over with you a couple of things. What we're going to do is on this call, I'm going to spend most of my time going over the magazine and giving you tips and techniques on what you need to do over the next couple of months to really improve your business. You know, this is to me, it's real important, these calls, because it gives you an opportunity to stop working in your business and work on it. I can tell some of you are driving, and I just want to point this out. I had said to everybody, hey, let's try this. I want you to mute your phones. I told everybody, I gave them instructions to hit certain numbers on their keypads, and a lot of people weren't doing it. Why? Because they weren't listening. They weren't able to. So you really need to focus on the call during this 60 minutes to get the most value. Next thing is we are changing the times to the call. So starting next month, we will not be going from 11 to 12. We're going to go 10:30. So we're doing 30 minutes earlier than normal. So any of you that have already scheduled the calls in your calendar, just change that time by 30 minutes starting next month. The other thing is, some of you got texts this morning to your cell phones about the call, and some of you got emails. You know, I just want you to know, when we do that, it's an extra service. Please don't count on us. You know, we had one student who, you know, didn't get any reminders, and they got upset with us because they're like, well, it was our fault that we didn't remind them. But the schedule for the calls is on the website months in advance. So anything that we do to remind you is just something that we're doing as a bonus. But go to the website, thepowerprogram.com, and you're going to see the next 3 months and 4 months of dates and times, and that's what we ask you to do, to plug it in your schedule. Okay. Now, with that said, I'm going to go over the magazine. Some of you are driving right now, and you won't be able to see the magazine. For those of you that are able to log into thepowerprogram.com with your username and password, you'll be able to see this month's magazine. There's a tremendous amount of great stuff in there. And if you don't have your username and password, you can contact our office in an hour or so. Hopefully we'll have the phones back up and running and because of the power outage. Now, this month we actually interviewed Ken Renner, who is an incredible, great guy, does so many wonderful things for the industry. He does video marketing. So make sure that you listen to this month's interview with Ken Renner. As far as the magazine, there's a couple things I want to show you or talk about. Again, if you don't have the magazine in front of you, just make a note of this. I'm going to give you the page number. So on page 20 in this month's magazine, there is a flyer that promoting a seminar, a free home buyer workshop, obviously to buyers, on how to buy a house in today's market. Now, there are so many great things about this. Number one is, when you hold a seminar talking about how to buy a house in today's market, and I will tell you, the agent or and the people that did this flyer on page 20, I really don't like the title. It says the title is House Plus Owners Equals a Home. Attend a free home buyer workshop. With all due respect to the folks that put together this flyer, it's just a really horrible title. A great title is things that start with how to, right? So, you know, how to buy a house in today's changing market, how to use creative financing to buy real estate. Something that is going to really tell people, you're going to learn specific things specific to buying a house in real estate. And by the way, you can do the same thing with sellers. How to sell your house for the highest possible price in today's market. You know, attention homeowners. You know, how to attract the best buyers willing to pay you top dollar for your home. Things where the title, if you were to read it, if you were a buyer looking to buy a house, you'd say, boy, I got to go to that seminar. Now, the reason why doing a seminar for buyers this time of year is such a good idea is, number one, is because, again, if we were to look at the surge of sales that happen, it's this time during the summer months. So that's number one. Our market is seasonal, so there are certain times where we should be focused on working with buyers or working with listings. Most of the time, we should always be working listings. I will tell you, this is, you should not go get listings during the summer months. You should always be building your listing inventory. But if you were to put out there a seminar on how to buy a house in today's market, here's the benefits. Number one is you're obviously going to attract a lot of buyers doing that. Number two is, you doing one seminar on how to buy a house in today's market, and you have promotion materials put together, and you bring this and you take that promotional piece and put it into your listing conversation book. You go on a listing appointment, you show a homeowner, you know, this is one of the things that I do to attract buyers for my clients. It's going to give you more credibility. You're going to look more like an expert. Because think about it. Can a homeowner deliver a seminar on how to buy a property in today's world? Of course they can't do that. That's not what they do. So, you know, the more things you do that a homeowner can't do, that positions you, that gives you a position of strength. Now, what this agent did on page 20, there's some bullets there, you know, which I loved. You know, gain a better understanding of these home buying basics, the benefits and costs of owning a home, how to use realtors' resources to get your dream home, the offer, the negotiation process, credit basics, home buying financing basics, the loan application process. I would have reworded the bullets a little bit differently, but the point is, great benefits to a buyer to come. Now, this agent did it in conjunction with a Wells Fargo loan officer and a real estate attorney. So for those of you that are not into doing seminars, you don't think you'd be a good a speaker for a seminar, you don't have to be. You know, if you do a two-hour seminar, they did 6:30 to 8:30, and if you were to do 30 minutes, and the other, you had a couple of guest speakers like a loan officer and an attorney, they did 30 minutes each. There's an hour and a half, and then the last 30 minutes, you open it to questions and answers. So to me, gang, doing, oh, here's the other thing, too, is whoever your guest speakers are, yeah, whoever your guest speakers are, they can actually help promote this event. So if you were to take a mailing list, and you were to do a mailing of a flyer, if you were to place a local ad, and then on top of it, the guest speakers you have actually mail to their client base, you're going, there's so much more exposure doing it that way. You're working together, joint venture. Anyway, I love this idea for you to do a home buying seminar. Now, I want to give you a couple of tips about working with buyers, and that's going to be the focus on this call. Is we all know that one of the biggest challenges can be in getting a piece of real estate is a person's credit, right? And we've been experimenting and we've been looking at how to help our agents, our students, you guys, help your buyers in improving their credit score. Now, it is a process, meaning that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, people are not going to go from a 500 FICO score to 600 in 30 days. But within a relatively short period of time, here's the suggestions that I have for you, and here's what we learned. First of all, there's that thing you might have seen on television called MyFICO.com. And I'm going to tell you something. Is that the right website, MyFICO? I'm checking. Is that the one that – look it up. What is the – MyFICO.com is – we're just checking that that's the actual website. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not MyFICO, it's Credit Karma is the one. Sorry, gang, Credit Karma. That company is by far the best one out there to help people know what their credit score is and build their credit. And I'm going to tell you why. So, first of all, it is free, and which people don't believe it and they don't sign up, but it really is, and it works beautifully. And I know some of you on this call probably are very familiar with this company. So first of all, it's free. People know what the credit score is. But here's the other most important thing is that they recommend, based on a person's FICO score, they make a recommendation as to credit cards that they can get. Now, here's what we've learned. There's two ways to fix a buyer's credit. Number one is to dispute anything that is, hurting their credit. And some of it will stick and some of it won't. So that's the first thing. But let me tell you the most important thing to building a person's credit is getting these secure credit cards, where they put in, let's say, $200, $500, and it basically becomes a credit card with the money that they put in. And I'm going to tell you something. What we have found, and we've been studying this for over a year, is that people that only have one secured credit card does not have the same impact when somebody has three or four. So if they had three or four different secured credit cards where they put in $200, $300 and they don't use the card, or they use it, they pay off that balance immediately. So it's always having like a close to zero balance is the quickest way for somebody to improve their credit score. Okay, so there's my tip on that. All right, now, next thing. On page 21 in your magazine, 22, 23, 24, 25, just make notes all the way to page 32. We gave you a report that you can use for advertising to any buyer that contacts you, any buyer that comes to the free seminar, that they're going to get this however many pages that was, this 10-page report on how to buy a house in today's market. Now, obviously, what you have to do is take this report and tweak it. But it has in there the home buying process. What are the steps? the traditional loan application process, what a person needs for getting their loan, the pre-approval process, just great, incredible stuff. So that's the gift that we gave you in this month's magazine, that you can take this, tweak the report, put your contact information in the report, make it nice and pretty, print it out in color. And how, once again, how you use this report is if you had a buyer seminar, you can say anybody that comes to this seminar is going to get this free report on the steps of buying a home and how to get pre-approval on a mortgage. You can use this report in a postcard mailing. Let me tell you something. One of the things you can do is if you were to take, if you've got a community where there's a lot of rental units, you know, apartment building, you mail it out to those people, say, hey, listen, this may be a good time for you to buy a house, all right? Any local advertisements that you can do. All right, on page 33 in this month's magazine, there is a, hang on, let me just say, I made a note for myself, yeah, I'll mail this out after a public open house. There's a letter that we came across that this loan officer put together. Let me just read a little bit of it to you. Dear Hannah, dear buyer, you are looking at a property and considering a purchase. You may not be ready yet, but it's important that you start preparing now, even if you aren't going to purchase a home for another 4 to 6 months. To help you in the area of financing, we've developed a report on the pre-approval process, which, by the way, gang, that's the report that I gave you in this month's magazine. Now, let me tell you, the concept of this letter, why I gave it to you, is because this is something any buyer that comes, I know you all have, when you do a public open house, you'll have buyers who come through that maybe they're not ready to buy now, they're just looking, they're getting their feet wet. The concept is you should do some kind of follow-up to your buyers. So you do an open house, you know, at a minimum, you should send them a thank you letter or a postcard or a text or a phone call. You should do some kind of follow-up with the buyers that came in to your open house. And I will tell you one thing that you definitely absolutely could do, and if you don't have the time, you don't want to take the time, which I wouldn't understand that. But if you're super busy and you want to focus on building inventory, but you do an open house and you got a slew of buyers and you'd rather go on listing appointments than follow up with buyers, I can understand that. Let me tell you what you can do that I've seen very successful agents do is they've worked with their loan officer to do the follow-up calls. See, for a loan officer, these are buyers that regardless, they're going to probably need a loan at some point. And most loan officers are more than happy to follow up for you to talk to these buyers, to stay in touch with them, to do a get them a pre-commitment letter, help them through the process. In other words, gang, listen to what I'm saying. If you have a good loan officer, you can have a loan officer kind of be like a buyer's agent for you, where they follow up on your buyer leads, find out kind of what they're looking for, and say part of the process in today's market, it's really important to get pre-qualified and have a pre-commitment letter, want to get some information, do that. They find out through that process of how much money they're putting down, their income, checking their FICO score, what's their time frame, how long have they been looking, have they seen anything. Let me pass this on to Daryl so he can pull some property and get in touch with you. So you can have a loan officer do a lot of legwork on not just the pre-commitment aspect, but finding the level of motivation. Are these buyers looking to buy in the next year or in the next week, you see? This is awesome what I'm saying here. I love this. Have your loan officer be your buyer's agent. Okay, next thing. Page 34, what this folks did, they ran this ad saying first-time home buyers, everything you've ever wanted to know about buying a home but didn't know who to ask. Great ad, great title, eye catcher. It's talking about the home process, the home buying process. There's an information package. They give them a benefit of a free home inspection valued at $300. So there's a great ad that should make the phone ring. Another idea for you. Okay. Next is on page 35, We've got here another flyer that I really, really like. Now, this is an old flyer from one of our students, but I like this flyer better than the first one I mentioned because it's the layout, the photo, the banner, the bullets, the location. As far as the visual look of this flyer on page 35, again, if you're driving, please make a note, this month's magazine, page 35. I love it. Home buyer and seller seminar, everything you ever wanted to know but didn't know how who to ask. Ask the pros. At the seminar, you're going to learn is now a good time to buy, which mortgage is the best, the pros and cons of new construction versus resale, how to get your best buy in today's market, how to prepare your home for sale. There's a door prize drawing. Just everything about you. Make a reservation 24 hours a day. Call this phone number. Punch the code in. This is an awesome, awesome flyer. Now, the only thing I would say that gives me pause about this is this agent was doing the seminar for both buyers and sellers. And, the only thing, first of all, what I love about that idea is that you're getting a whole bunch, you're doing one seminar where you're getting buyers and seller leads, all in one shot. So I like that. The only thing I'm not sure of is can you address everybody's need, like buyer needs and seller needs at the same time? You know, for example, if I were doing a seminar for sellers and I'm telling the sellers, you know, one of the things you need to do to sell your house for the highest possible price is, you know, curb appeal. You know, do a little, when you spend, $300 on flowers, maybe you're going to get $750 back in a sales price. Now, if I've got buyers in the room hearing me tell sellers how to get a buyer to spend more money on a house, I don't know if that would be kind of weird. So I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but you'd have to be more selective. You know, perhaps you would talk in a more general sense of the process of buyers and sellers coming together. You know, the advantages of working with a certain title company and what termite company. So I guess you could. I guess you can have a seminar that would have great content for both people. But I think you would be more effective if you had separate seminars, a seller seminar and a buyer seminar, because then you can talk more freely and actually position yourself more as an expert for that group. So for sellers, why they need to work with an agent. For buyers, why the buyers need to work with an agent. So anyway, that's my thought on that. Now, page 36, we've got a great when buyers or sellers both come to the seminar, there's a form that they fill out. This one is particularly for buyers. Please give us your comments about the seminar today. Is there anything we didn't cover you'd like to learn next time? But here's the most important thing is please check any of the boxes that apply. I'm going to be buying a home within 3 months, 6 months, or a year. I have an existing home to sell. I like to know more about mortgages and how that works. Anyway, this critique sheet is what they're calling it. But really what it is, it's a lead sheet that every buyer that comes to that seminar fills this out, and it helps you find out their motivation. There's another sheet that I gave a guest registry that you could use that I like better. A lot of us have that sheet where buyers sign in their name, the open house sign-in sheet, you know, where it just has maybe four columns, their name, their address, phone number, email, whatever. This one is an individual sheet for every buyer that comes in. And let me tell you why I like this better, because the other guest registry sheet that most of us are used to using, you know, it almost looks like, God forgive me for saying this, but it almost looks like those book registries you fill out at a funeral parlor, thanks for coming. You put the name of yourself there and you put your address. Whereas with this sheet that I gave you in page 37 of your Power Agent magazine this month, it looks more like a form that a buyer would fill out that helps give benefits and value to the buyer. So, for example, please, they would check off the boxes, send me a buyer's guide and video, or we do have a home to sell, sell us a seller's guide sell us a relocation package. How many bedrooms are you looking for? How many baths? Price range? In other words, this sheet here, what I love about this sheet here on page 37, it seems like the agent is asking me to fill it out so the agent can help me better. In other words, that this sheet is about helping me versus helping the agent. The other open house sign-in sheet that most of us use, where you would have 20 names on one page because it just has the columns, that seems like that's more about the agent. Hey, give me your name and your address so that way I can, you know, call and harass you. Whereas this here is like, here, fill this out so I can better find out what's important to you, what you want, so I can serve you better. I so love page 37 much, much more for what I just said other than the traditional sign-in sheet that we use. Page 38, gang, is a business plan that you would use for yourself. I wanted to send this to you for you to start. We're halfway through the year, and I think it's a good idea that you kind of look at, are you on target? Do you need to adjust your goals, your plan? We're actually doing that in our company right now. We've hired a consulting firm that we're sitting down with next week, and there's a whole process. So we're starting to look at what's the milestones. It's halfway through the year. What do we need to do? What are we committed to? What do we want to accomplish? I think so I gave you on page 38 a very simple business plan for you to look at financially and listings and sales, you know, where you need to be or what you need to do. On page 39. There's an ad that I just really love, Sandra Nichols, she uses. And it says here, it has our photo, it has, I mean, it's not the prettiest looking ad, and I'm sorry, Sandra, to say that. But the layout is great. You know, it's got a logo or contact information, she's got a photo there. And she says here, having your home on the market for sale is like living naked in a fishbowl. You don't want to prolong. I just love that. And quite frankly, I think that should have been the heading of the end. So that first sentence there, having your home on the market for sale is like living in a naked fishbowl. And the reason why I love that is because I think that's really most sellers feel that way. So if anybody is actively selling their house and they see Sandra Nichols' ad and they see that as the heading, they'd be, oh my gosh, Sandra knows exactly how I feel. The other great thing about this ad is she actually has testimonial blurbs. You know, that's a blurb is a one or two sentence blurb. Testimonial. And she puts the people's names and their address. I love that because now this is credible. These are real people that live in my neighborhood that are saying how great Sandra is. And the fact that we have the address there gives that credibility to that. You know what, gang? Let me tell you something. I'm going to stop right now before I continue. I just want to interrupt myself. There's so much great, great stuff that I gave you in just this magazine alone. The problem is I gave you too much, meaning there is no way you can implement every one of these pages in this magazine. So what I want you to do is be selective. If you just take one or two items from any one of these monthly magazines and implement it, see, because let me tell you something. When you get, this is human nature, and I'm going to teach you a buyer thing here too, is that when we get overwhelmed, we get confused. And when we get confused, we procrastinate. And when we procrastinate, we take no action. So this is what happens for buyers too. When buyers get overwhelmed with the process of buying a house, they have more than one that they like, and they're worried about financing, blah, 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 blah. They get overwhelmed, they procrastinate, and they do nothing. So the same is true for us. And so what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to get overwhelmed with the great stuff that I've given you here. If you just take one, just one or two, and run with it, and don't wait to be perfect, because then you won't do anything there either. All right, let me finish up with some of this great stuff in this magazine. If you've got a great follow-up to past clients of yours is to, on their birthday, is to provide them with a free cake or something like that. What you can do, I've seen agents do this very successfully, and this on page 40, is that they've negotiated with a local bakery saying, listen, I want to make you my exclusive bakery. I've got a bunch of clients that as they have anniversaries, whether it's the anniversary of them living in their house, there's an anniversary of a child, or I'd like to give them something, you know, a cake, or I want to create a coupon, yeah? So you can negotiate a whole bunch of different ways. You can negotiate with a local baker and say, listen, I want to give a free cake to my clients. Now, here's what's going to happen. My clients would only be one client a year. I'm going to mail it out to all my clients when it's their anniversary or their birthday. You're going to get exposure. I'm not asking you for advertising money up front. So I'm going to promote you and your bakery. We're going to provide a value to my clients. The only time you have to pay for the ad is when somebody cashes in on the certificate. So if a cake costs, if you were normally to sell a cake for $20, is it worth $20 for you to give the cake for free because I'm doing all this advertising for you and promotion that you're my bakery that I always recommend? Now, here's what will happen. I don't have to tell you this. When somebody comes into your bakery and they're not spending money, they're picking up a free cake, but while they're sitting in there standing in your bakery waiting for this cake and they're smelling the rolls and the cookies and they see the wonderful Danish with the apple on the top with the little icing and the cigar, they're going to wind up buying something. So you spending this $20 giving a free cake for my clients, you're still going to generate money because of it. Now, the worst case scenario is that you can actually tell the bakery that, listen, give me a discount on it. So every time somebody cashes in on this certificate, they don't pay, but instead of you charging me $20, I'll pay $10 to cover the cost for you to make the cake. So there's an idea there. So there's a layout of a flyer that you can use. All right, next thing is page 41. This is just an agent, Jackie. What she did is a coloring contest. This is a big project. I don't even want to talk about this because this is another huge thing. But it's, I think it's self-explanatory where you can have a coloring contest and give away a little bonus for your past clients. Page 42, Steve Hayes, this agent, what he did is he ran this ad, great ad, got great response from it. Buying a home at the top, at last, there is an agency for buyers that guarantees you savings and protects your interest at absolutely no additional cost. Now, that heading is such a great heading because most states throughout the United States, we don't charge buyers money to work with them and represent them as a buyer's agent. We're still getting our commission through the selling office or from the sellers. So this is very factual. You know, saying to a buyer, at last, there is an agent that guarantees your savings, protects your interest at no additional cost. And then what this guy did, Steve Hayes, what he did is he actually calls it the buyer's advantage benefits, and he lists what the benefits are. Now, I think this is a great ad, a great concept, giving a name to it, calling it the buyer's advantage. So there's another approach and idea that you can use. Boy, there's so much. I'm getting exhausted. these great things. Page 43. Now, page 43, this Steve, what he did is he said $0. Now, this goes back a few years ago before the Dodd-Frank bill and how the mortgage industry has changed, where you can get zero closing costs, zero down payment. You get 100% financing. But I will tell you this. What you should do is, talk to your loan officer and get educated about all the different financing options there are. That there's things out there, there's certain types of loans where if somebody has certain FICO scores, in other words, I want you to get financially intelligent about how you can help a buyer or with the process of buyers and financing. So sit down with your loan officer and have them go through with you the different types of programs that are out there that they have that you can actually, if they've got some great program right now, you can actually use that in your advertising to promote it. And you can actually use any, by the way, anything that we're talking about might be a good idea to share on a listing appointment too. That you tell a homeowner, this is part of what we do and watch houses sell for more money when you work with an agent than when you sell privately, is because part of what an agent does for their clients is they become a rainmaker. And a rainmaker's job is to bring in buyers that the one homeowner would not be able to do on their own. So, I'll hold buyer seminars. We expose different financing options that a buyer may not be aware of. Gang, one of the things I used to do is, again, back in the day when there were so many different financing options, the no money down options, blah, blah. There was this one, I had in my listing book a flyer from one mortgage company. This one mortgage company listed all of the different rates, programs, the adjustable rate, the 15-year, the balloon payment, the 30-year. All of one sheet had at least 30 different financing options. And on a listing appointment, I would say, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, now watch what happens. One of the reasons why you really need to work with an agent is because let's say you have a buyer who comes in and they like your house. And they're like, okay, we like this house, we want to buy it. Let's now, before we actually sign contract, let's double check what kind of mortgage options there are out there because things have changed from when we first got our commitment letter. And then I would show the homeowner, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, look at this. This is one mortgage company. And look at all of the different programs that they have on there. There's over 30. Now, here's the problem. Is when you're selling on your own to a buyer, that buyer goes, they see this. They get overwhelmed. They get confused. And when people get overwhelmed and confused, they don't take any action. This is why there's an expression about buyers having buyer remorse or they get cold feet. My job, and this is where I've helped a lot of my clients, is that when a buyer is hot for the house, when they are faced with all of these different financing options, my job is to talk them down and to put a warm blanket over their feet to let them know, don't get overwhelmed, don't get confused. Let's look at what's – and I help manage the emotional roller coaster. When a buyer comes to you privately, they see your house, you can't help them once they leave your home. So you don't know what they're thinking about your house. You don't know what they're being confronted with. The confusion, the overwhelmness. You don't know if they're looking at other properties, and maybe they're going to now go see a property with an agent who's going to hold their hand. You cannot hold their hand as a FSBO. Once they see your house and they walk out the door, you're done. And if you try to follow up, now watch, this is very important. You try to help, you decide to follow up with one of your buyers. You call up a buyer who's showing interest. The moment you call them, you're showing the buyer's going to think you're desperate. That's why you're making the phone call to them. And that puts you at a disadvantage, you see. So, all right, let's continue. This is on page 44. There's a lot of great stuff here. I'm having fun. I hope you guys are getting value here because I'm having fun. Page 44. It shows who pays for what. Now, what I liked about what Dennis did is he showed that there's expenses that the seller has, there's expenses that buyers have, and I think he used this as an ad, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it looks like an ad. So this is a great ad to just educate the consumers out there about what's involved in buying a house. But it's also good. It's also good for a flyer to do as a mailing. It's also good as a report, as a call to action. You know, call today or contact me or email me for a breakdown of the expenses of buying and selling real estate and who pays for what. It's also good on a listing appointment to show a homeowner, educate a homeowner. I'm going to say this again. Part of doing a really good listing appointment is to show a homeowner all the things that they don't know. See, homeowners think that all we do is advertise a house, do open houses, and show property. Most homeowners do not realize the hard work that goes into behind the scenes of putting together a transaction. You know, and you can almost say this. You can almost justify that to a homeowner and say, one of the best
here's how you know that we as realtors are doing a good job, is because most homeowners, they only think that what we do is just show property. And in some respects, that's a good thing. Here's why. Because any good restaurant, when you go into a restaurant, you should just experience the positive of that restaurant, meaning you sit down, nice environment, you have a nice silverware, you have a nice waiter that takes care of you, that serves you. It's very smooth, stress-free. You order your meal, you sit down, you eat it, it's wonderful. But now, in the meantime, behind the door where the kitchen is, there's absolute chaos. There is, you've got the cooks, you've got the things, the orders, and the food, and the thing, and thumbs up, thumbs up. And any successful restaurant, that kitchen is probably going a mile a minute. Well, that's what it's like for us in real estate. There is the what people see, and then there's all the behind the scenes in the kitchen that people don't realize of what it takes to cook a meal, to cook a transaction, to put it together. You know, and explaining this to a homeowner on a listing appointment, like once we bring the buyer together, all the behind the scenes in the kitchen, the inspections, the appraisal, the title, the credit of the buyer, the mortgages, the rates changing, payments changing, all of that stuff, the legal aspect, all of that stuff. This is why Mr. Mizana is going to become a licensed agent, just to start to get permission to help somebody buy a house or to help somebody sell a house. Before you can even start the conversation, you've got to go to school and take 75 hours or 100 hours or 100 for whatever your state hours are. This is what it takes to become a licensed agent, to just start the process. Then you have to, it's almost like becoming a doctor, really. I mean, first of all, agents can make as much as that, and there's a reason why, because there's so much behind the scenes of what to do. And now once a doctor goes through their medical schooling, they still have to do an internship. They've got to do a couple of years or so, depending on the field of practice, before they can actually break out on their own. And the same is kind of true real estate, that once we get licensed, once we take the hours, then we become licensed, then we have to actually have field training and now apply what we learn. Listen, if selling a house was as simple as putting an ad in the paper or putting balloons on an open house sign, you wouldn't have to be licensed by the state to help other people do this and take these 100 hours to get licensed. Anyway, I think this is an important conversation that we should also include on a listing appointment, that homeowners do not get that realtors, we, are actual professionals, like any profession. See, let's do it this way. We have been compared to used car salespeople. We've heard that sometimes. Let me tell you something. With all due respect to anybody that has sold cars, they do not have to be licensed to sell a car. Any kid that is legal to drive can just go into a dealership and say, I want a job, and they got a job. There are many professions where you do not have to be licensed. I'm not pumping gas, being an assistant, working in an office, et cetera, et cetera. But the real important life-impacting careers, for example, to help people buy and sell stocks, to help people get insurance. In the insurance industry, there's different types of licenses. There's the homeowner's insurance. That's a different license than somebody who deals with death insurance, you know, life insurance. And you've got attorneys, you've got doctors, you've got accountants. To become an accountant, you have to have a degree to become a CPA. To be a certified financial planner, CFP, you have to go through a certain type of training to become a CFP. You can't just start helping people and coaching them and buying stocks and bonds and you're not licensed. Here's my point, gang. Real estate agents, before they can help somebody buy and sell real estate, must be licensed by that state and going through a ton of hours. And homeowners don't know this about us. They look at us as like somebody who is selling cars or selling, you know, I don't know, door-to-door stuff. No. There is so much more involved. And I think this is a very powerful conversation that we need to start including when we go on listing appointments and we're talking to a homeowner about what it takes to become licensed. Okay. Wow, that was great what I just said. I wasn't planning on saying any of that. And I'll tell you why I think this came out is because I'm on this committee for NAR where we're actually, I'm going to meet with them in, I don't know what date actually. I think it's this month. I think I'm going to Chicago to the NAR office for 2 days where this committee is how do we communicate the value of realtors to younger folks who go to college. You know, when you think about people going to college, you know, I'm going to college, you want to go to college maybe to learn a profession, you know, the profession, whatever that is, you know, to be a, you know, be a scientist or be a mathematician, to teach, to become a teacher. Most people do not go to college and say, you know what, when I get out of high school, I want to become a realtor. Like, that's not in the conversation of our culture. Become a licensed realtor is a career path. It's more of a second, third, or backup, or, hey, I can't do anything else type of thinking. So how do we get the word out? So that's what NAR is working on, and they asked me to be on this committee, and so that's probably where that came from. All right. They're very honored to be on that committee. All right, so now, Realtor of the Month, page 45 is a great headline. It's a great ad, so that's what that is. Page 46 is another great ad that I like. The market is booming. We have an influx of buyers. You need to put your market on the house. You need to be on the market now if you want to sell your home. I think I would have worded that a little bit different. If you're thinking about selling, now is the time. There's no better market. So anyway, this was a great flyer from one of our students on Long Island. They did a mailing. They got a bunch of listings from it. Okay. Now, finishing up on this call, it's really unfortunate I can't talk to you guys. Again, any of you that were on this call for the first time, what we're going to do, what you're able to do is actually talk to me and ask me questions. I'm sorry that we had this hiccup. Maybe what I'll do is I'll have a bonus call where if anybody wants to call in, I'll send an email out where I'll just answer questions. So if only one person's on the call, it'll be a short call. And, yeah, I'm going to do that. Not I think. I'm definitely going to do that. So here's what's going to happen. As soon as we get our power up and running again, I'll look at my schedule. I'm going to pick a date and time when you can call in, and I'll do one-on-one coaching with however many people are on the call. So I won't be teaching extra material. I won't go over the magazine. So this will be an added call for this month. So come to the call with your questions. If there's one person, I'll just talk to that one person until we're done. If there's 10 of you, and each one of you has one question. So in other words, it could be an hour call. It could be a 10-minute call. I'll block out an hour, but we'll see what. So that'll be a book because I feel bad I can't talk to you guys. All right. Now, to finish up, this is the time of year where we're going to see the influx of buyers and lookers. That's number one. So you got to separate the lookers from the buyers. One of the things I recommend that you do, by the way, is you sit down with your buyers before you show them property and you do a buyer presentation. Just like you would do a listing presentation, you do a buyer presentation. Let me tell you real quick what you should have in the buyer presentation. When you sit down with a buyer for the first time, they're checking you out as much as you're checking them out. So they need to feel comfortable about you. So your first section is talk a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in real estate, why you chose the company that you work in. So that way they feel like you're a professional, all right? The second section is you're going to talk about your company, how long the company's been around, what your specialty is, the number of sales, so they feel and they trust the company. But here's the most important part is you're going to actually give them an update of what's happening in the market. Now, most of you on this call, what's happening in the market is there's a shortage of inventory. Yeah, and because of that, prices are going up. Interest rates are still low. There's a question about them going up. So what you can do is to get a buyer to be motivated to buy is show them the current price of homes, the average sales price this year compared to 12 months ago. So they see that in the last 12 months, prices have gone up. Show them the available inventory, how it shrunk. Days on market, that's very important. If your days on market is very quick, the average days on market, you can tell a buyer, listen, if you find a house, we start looking today, and you see a house that you like, you have to understand things are moving quickly. So you can't procrastinate. Yeah? Because if, let's say, that the average days on market is 31 days, and I show you a house, you like the house, and it's been on the market for 27, I wouldn't think too long about whether you should put an offer in. So my point here, gang, is with a buyer presentation, sit down with your buyers, is you want to give them credibility about yourself, your company, but the most important thing is to get them motivated to buy now, not later. And how you do that is by sharing them anything about the stats of what I just shared, plus any news, anything that you get from the news or online or from NAR about how the market has improved and how it's going and how fast it is. Anyway, all right, so, gang, that's it for this month. I hope this call helped you. I think this was a lot of great stuff. Remember what I said, just use one or two things from the magazine, work with your buyers, get financially educated, check out your own credit score at FICO, creditkarma.com, do your buyer presentation. There's a lot here that I gave you. I will send you an email and text to let you know when we have the next call, bonus call I'm going to do for you. All right, gang. Until then, don't forget, we don't just help people buy and sell real estate. We actually help people get to their next level. And the more people we help, the more money we make. So the money we make is a mere reflection as to how many lives we've helped. So go out there, help a lot of people. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, gang.